Herbert Marshall as the man called X. Wherever there is mystery, intrigue, romance, in all the strange and dangerous places of the world, there you will find the man called X.
Nowhere in all India could you find razor blades like these. They'll sharpen pencils, open tin cans. You could even use them for cutting your whiskers. Yeah, you could. Okay. Now you don't have to get tough about it. Okay. Hey, you, Saeed. Maybe you'd like some peanut pictures, huh? I got Mabel Norman, Cedar Barra, Mary Pickford. Believe me, for 10 rupees a piece. How wrong can you go? And besides,
no,
I would like...
Pardon, sir.
Huh?
May this humble inquire... If the noble sahib is known by the name of Dagon Zelsnik.
Dagon? Who wants to know?
My name is Mahura Soto, sahib. It was in Karachi during the war with the Japanese that I was of some service to the great one known as X.
Oh, sure. Mahura Soto, yeah. Hey, maybe you'd like some brand new resharpened razor blades, eh?
You must be familiar with the address of the one who is known as X. Yes.
Hey, that's $50 American.
Use it to send a cablegram to X at once. Whatever is left, you may retain for yourself.
Oh, you bet, Mr. Soto, my oldest, dearest friend. I'll send it off right away.
I will write the message for you here upon this paper. In the back country of Kandiva, fertile seed for war is being sown. Upon soil ripened for conflict, you must destroy the deadly harvest.
Are you kidding? That don't even make sense.
To the man known as X, its meaning will be as clear as the waters of a crystal stream.
It will?
Go, Sab. Send a cable. He must arrive here before it is too late.
Ken, just because you get a cablegram filled with gibberish from Fagon, that's no reason for you to go running off to India.
Mahupa Salto has been murdered, Chief.
Sure, I know. And this is the Bureau, not a homicide division.
Chief, did you ever hear of Khan's grass?
Khan's grass?
Yeah.
Well, sure, it grows wild in India.
It's the curse of India. Only 5 feet high, virtually indestructible. Over 10 million acres of once fertile land in the central provinces are now overrun by it.
Well, that's their problem.
No, you're wrong, Chief. Unless that land can be reclaimed from the Khan's grasp, millions of people will face famine, starvation. And starving people are ripe for anything. Well, remember what happened to China.
Hmm. But wait a minute. Didn't I read about an English agriculturist, Dr. Stanley, planning on doing something about that grass with some new farm machinery or something?
That's right. He's in Bombay now, getting ready for a trip to the interior. He's going to try out that machinery in Kandiva province.
Kandiva?
Yeah.
In the back country of Kandiva, fertile seed for war is being sown.
I'll let you know how I make out, Chief.
Tell you how pleased I am to meet you in person, Mr. Thurston. Mahupa Soto spoke to me about you so often I felt that we'd almost become friends, and now I'm certain of it.
Nice for to say so, Dr. Stanley. But I didn't know that Mahoover was connected with your land reclamation project.
Oh, there was nothing he wouldn't do for the benefit of his people, Mr. Thurston. When he learned of the machines that I was building, he was willing to sacrifice anything to help me.
Is that why he was killed, Doctor?
Here is the building where I've been working. Will you please come into the office?
Thank you.
Mr. Thurston, for 5 years I've been trying to build tractor-driven equipment that will destroy the Khan's grass. It will tear it out by the roots. But there have been repeated attempts to sabotage my machines. I received warnings that the farmer peasants in Kandiva province will not allow any foreign devils to interfere with their affairs. Mahoba Shoto has been murdered.
Suspect anyone?
No one.
Where's the machinery now?
Oh, they're in the workshop in the rear of the building. We're moving it out to the siding this afternoon, and then tonight it'll be loaded aboard railroad cars and the trip to Kandiva. Perfect.
Yeah. They came from your workshop.
Let's have that gun.
Niles, Jack, what's going on?
What is the meaning of this?
It's
simple enough. I just found out who's been trying to wreck our tractors.
I'm afraid, Dr. Stanley, that your engineer is suffering from a misapprehension.
Yeah? But then what about that drum of diesel oil over there? Well sweetened with sugar and sand.
Sugar and sand? You're sure about that?
You bet I am. I just found it back here when Turbot opened up on me. I ran over, saw him with the gun, and... Say, who are you anyway?
My name's Ken Thurston.
He's an old friend of Mahoba Shelter's.
Huh?
Mr. Thurston, this is Jack Martin, my tractor engineer. And this gentleman is Lal Turbat. He has been working for us at Delhi University.
What's your explanation, Turbat?
I was outside the workshop when I heard the shot. I rushed in, saw that gun on the floor, picked it up, and then Martin attacked me.
Do you expect anyone to believe that story, Turbat?
What do you mean, Martin?
It could be true. See for yourself. This gun hasn't been fired.
What? Oh, but that's impossible.
What difference does it make, Mr. Martin?
Sorry, I didn't hear you come in.
I have been here for several moments, Dr. Stanley, being amused by this rather childish conversation. You are Ken Thurston, are you not?
That's right.
I am Barry Sholto.
Sholto?
Mahoua Sholto's daughter, Mr. Thurston.
Oh, I'm glad to know you. But why do you think it makes no difference who fires those shots?
Because whether it is now or later, Mr. Thurston, you will learn that this project of yours is doomed to failure.
Oh?
India can handle her own problems. Her hopes, her future, lie within herself, with her own people, with Asia.
Those were hardly your father's sentiments, Miss Sholto.
And today he is dead. He would not listen to me, Mr. Thurston. I would advise you not to make the same mistake.
Well, of course, if you insist on having my invaluable services, Mr. X, I'll be happy to go along with you on this trip. For a slight consideration, of course.
You'll get bureau scale pay, Gong. $20 a day and expenses.
Please, Mr. X.
There's Dr. Stanley's train. As soon as they finish loading the tractors, we'll be pouring out for Kandiva province. You coming along?
At bureau scale?
That's right.
$20 a day and expenses?
Yes.
Well, I couldn't possibly consider it.
Okay, so long, Pedro.
Well, as long as you sit like that, Mr. X. Oh, thank you. How soon do we reach this Kandiva joint anyways, Mr. X?
Cheer up, Pagan. We shall get there sometime tomorrow.
Believe me, it won't be one hot box too soon. Boy, what a trip.
What did you find out about Lal Turbat or Jack Martin?
All Martin does is talk about tractor engines, and Turbat don't say nothing. Just keeps on making eyes at that Barry cookie. What gives, Mr. Thurston? What goes on with this trip anyway?
Somebody's trying to commit murder.
Murder? But who's trying to bump off who?
India is the target, Pedro.
India? Now, what kind of a talk is this? How can anybody murder a gun?
Hang on to your hat. We're going to find out.
sabotage, Martin.
No question about it, Thurston. A 3-6 job with detonating caps. When the train ran over it, it blew. Lucky we were going slow.
Yeah.
But why should anyone try to blow up a whole train like that?
They were after the tractor equipment.
If so, Mr. Thurston, they did not succeed. It has not been damaged.
Good. We can send back for a wrecking crew and be on our way again by morning.
How much longer do you think you can go on, Mr. Thurston? The attempts at sabotage. My father's death. Now this. Must we all be killed before you will listen to reason?
Barry is right, Mr. Thurston. We cannot proceed in the face of the united resistance of the Indian people.
Your friend, Dr. Stanley, doesn't feel that way about it.
Doesn't he? Let us find him right now and put the question to him.
It will do no good, Lars. I have just been to his compartment.
And he wouldn't agree to turn back?
He could not agree to anything.
Killed by the wreck, Miss Salter?
No, Mr. Thurston. By a knife in his throat.
With over 10 million acres of once fertile grain land overrun by the almost indestructible Cairns grass, the dark shadow of famine looms ominously over the great land of India. Dr. Roger Stanley believed he had tractor-operated equipment that could destroy it. But the train carrying the equipment was wrecked and Dr. Stanley murdered. Now, 2 days later, Kim Thurston has arrived with the reclamation party and the rerouted equipment at the home of Barry Sholto in Kandipa province.
I want you to understand, Mr. Thurston, that the hospitality of this home is being extended only because it was my father's wish. Not mine.
People are more important than yours and mine.
It is the wish of my people to be sufficient unto themselves. They want no interference from foreigners.
There's only your word for that.
And the dead bodies of my father and Dr. Stanley.
What makes you think they were killed as a protest?
What other explanation is there?
The fact that starving people will listen to promises from anywhere. Somebody will be trying to sell them on the idea of Asia for the Asiatics.
Have you anything better to offer?
Yeah. Tools. So they can help themselves.
Murderers.
Well, there's a mob outside, Thurston. They've already put the equipment away in the barns, and they don't like any part of it.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Starting with the rocks, are they?
Put down that gun, Martin.
If they want to play rough, they came to the right place.
Put it down.
Are you nuts, Thurston? There's only one way to handle a mob like that.
If there is, it's not with bullets.
What else do you think could work?
Maybe someone ought to talk to them.
Talk? That's crazy.
Lal Turbat doesn't think so.
Lal. What do you mean?
He's out there talking to them now.
Hey, that's right, Mr. Thurston. And look what's happening with those Lincolns.
The mob's breaking up. They're leaving. See what goes on here anyway. What could Turbot have told them that would quiet them down like that?
We'll find out in a minute. He's coming in here now.
My countrymen offer their apologies, Sahib. I think they will hold themselves in check for a while.
What did you tell them, Turbat?
I merely asked them to wait until after the test tomorrow before expressing their anger in violence.
You mean that's all you said? That was enough?
Why not? Fundamentally, they are reasonable people. They will listen to sensible talk.
Sort of makes them the exception to the rule, isn't it?
I am not certain I understand, Mr. Thurston.
Angry mobs usually don't listen to anything. Unless it's an order from their leader.
Look, Mr. X, let's take a quick brush out powder away from here tonight before that mob changes its mind and kills somebody like me.
They're going to test that equipment tomorrow, Pagon, and tonight you're going to stand guard in the barn with those tractors.
Oh, no. No!
Do you mind if I share this hilltop with you, Ken? There are some things I would like to talk over with you.
What things, Barry?
First, my father was killed. Then Dr. Stanley. Any one of us could be next. And why? Because someone who thinks he is right is trying to prevent you from doing something you think is right. It somehow does not make much sense.
Maybe not, but this does. The world's too small these days for any country to stand alone and hope to survive.
Then every nation, every man must choose his side.
Yes. For your sake, I hope you choose the right one. For the world's sake, I hope India does.
I figure we can start right about here in the morning, Thurston. With a break, I should be able to clear 12 to 16 acres by night. That ought to give the natives something to think about.
Yeah. This stuff's mighty dry and brittle. You'd think that all you have to do is just burn the fields over.
Yeah, it's been tried.
I know. Nothing but touch it until Dr. Stanley built that equipment out there in the barn. Well, we'll find out in the morning if it'll do the job.
From the barn. What's going on there?
Let's go find out. Hit the side door, Martin.
Right.
Something inside you.
Turbot.
Oh, it is you, Martin.
Mr. What's going on here,
Turbot? I was in the hope that you gentlemen could supply such an answer.
You got the gun. What was the shooting about?
Again, I must plead ignorance. I was out for an evening stroll and heard the first shots from the barn. I ran in here, someone fired at me, and I returned the fire. Then whoever shot was gone.
That sounds as phony as the yarn you handed us back in Bombay.
The truth, Mr. Martin, very often has a strange sound to those who are not used to it.
One more crack like that, and I'll take that gun away from you.
Hold it, Martin. We've got other things to think about.
If you are concerned about the equipment, Mr. Thurston, you need not be. Everything is in good order.
It's not what's here that bothers me. It's what's missing.
Missing?
Yes. 5 drums of diesel oil and Pagan Zilsmith.
The equipment anyway, Ken.
Why not, Marie?
I should think the affair of last night might have some effect on your plans. Your friend, Pagan, is still missing. Does that not mean anything to you?
If they wanted to kill him, they'd have done it last night. My guess is that they're holding him until they see how the test comes out.
All set to go, sir.
Okay, Morgan. Good luck.
I don't think we'll need it, but keep your fingers crossed. Here we go.
Onto the sandgrass surface. And look, it is working. Look at this swathi is cutting across the grass. It is unbelievable.
So, you can supply India with the tools she needs to help herself.
Inside of a year, Barry, you'll see this picture repeated all over India.
If my people can be convinced of that fact, Mr. Thurston, there still remains the problem.
You! Mr. Thurston!
I can!
It is Zeltsmith.
Mr. Thurston, Mr. Thurston, we've got to get out of here. Fast, we've got to get out of
What's
here.
What's up, Pagan?
Oh, those crooks last night, the one who shot me and kidnapped me. I just got away from them. And we've got to get out of this grass quick or we'll be cooked like a couple of goose.
What are you talking about?
The fuel oil, that's what. They got it spread all over the grass over there.
But why should they spread oil in the grass?
There's your answer now, Barry. Look over there.
The Khan's grass is on fire. That wind is carrying it this way.
Come on, Mr. Rex, let's get out of here before we're toast.
Okay, Pagan, climb aboard this machine.
I'm right ahead of you.
Do not be a fool, Thurston. You cannot hope to save the equipment. Those tractors cannot outrun the flames.
You and Barry run for the house. Mountain's out of the path by now. I'll handle this end of it.
But that is insane. You do not stand a chance.
All right, Pagan, hang on.
What?
am I ever glad to be getting out of this mess. I don't want to see another blade of grass as long as any. Hey, look what you're doing, Mr. Redfield. You're heading right into that fire.
Not quite. I'm running parallel with it.
But Mr. Red...
There's an extra oil drum on the back. Take a look and see what's happening to it.
Yes, but...
Do as I say, you idiot.
Okay. Hey, what do you know? All the oil's running out of onto the grass.
Good.
It's good, eh? Now let's get out of here.
Not until we set a backfire.
A backfire?
Yeah. Here. Hang on to this piece of cotton waste. That's it.
Hey, what you're doing? It's on fire.
Toss it into the oil where it's spilled out. Go on, toss it.
Sure, but... Oh, I don't see why you... Mr. S, it's on fire all around us. We're burning up.
All right, now relax, Fagan. Huh? The only thing that will burn around here now is the town's grass. As soon as those two fires meet, they're going to call it quits.
Congratulations, Thurston. That was the fastest bit of rain work I've seen in many a day.
Oh, it was nothing. Nothing at all.
The fire put out. All that equipment saved. You call that nothing?
The backfire worked. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Have it your way. All I can say is that I couldn't have pulled it off.
To be perfectly frank, Thurston, I'm still puzzled about it. Or was it just accident that the second tractor was so handy and had the open fuel drum on it?
It was no accident, Turbot. There had to be some logical reason for those missing fuel drums. The fire would destroy the equipment and still give Martin a good cover-up.
What was that, Thurston?
You can forget the act, Martin. It didn't work in Bombay when you tried to throw suspicion on Torbart, and it won't work now.
Are you trying to be funny, Thurston?
There's nothing funny about the murders of Salto and Dr. Stanley. Or the attempted murder of millions of Indians through starvation.
What are you talking about?
How do you know there was sand and sugar in that sealed oil drum in Bombay unless you put it there yourself? And the explosive that wrecked the train, how do you know it was three sticks and a cap unless you ordered it that way?
You seem to have made a little slip yourself, Thurston. You've forgotten to get any proof for all those wild statements.
Oh, Lal Turbot can supply plenty of that.
Turbot?
Yes, Mr. Martin. Last night I spoke with many of my people. Not all of them were deceived by your propaganda. They promised if we could prove that the Khan's grass could be conquered, they would tell us the name of the one who was inciting them to unrest and violence. No, I would not advise you to move, Mr. Martin.
Well, guess we cleaned this up okay, eh, Mr. X?
We haven't cleaned up anything yet.
Huh? But we haven't?
No, Pigo. Not as long as Martin and those like him are still around, trying to sow the seeds of war, feeding starving people on false ideas instead of bread. Well, we haven't cleaned up anything yet.